guys seeing as far as plastics coming in? What proportion of the recyclables are plastics?
Well, there's a great deal that are plastics. We take plastics number one and number two in the shape of a bottle, jug, or jar. But we get a lot of the hard plastics. We get furniture. We get kids' toys. We get sort of just still a mixture of everything, every 3 through 7 and everything that has plastic in it. So we know a lot of education has been done, and we're very grateful for that. But I get calls every day, which is wonderful, too, of people asking, you know, what do you take and what can I put in there? So we're still doing a lot more education.
I think the term was wish cycling, wish recycling?
Yes, wish cycling is, that's our biggest problem here. We get so much contamination in the recyclables that the sorters up here are so busy pulling out contaminants that they can let actual materials that could be recycled go through the line. So it causes a real problem here. And then if I'm very careful about recycling and you're not, your contaminants can contaminate what I put in my recycling. And so it's a problem that kind of compounds itself exponentially when everything gets mixed together in the recycling trucks.
And it seems one major part of the equation, maybe the most major part of the equation, is just usage. Have you gotten a sense that people locally are being more conscious about their plastic use or even trying to reduce what they use and change their buying habits?
I think that there is a definite community of Flagstaff residents out there who are very aware and who are making efforts to change their buying habits and their product use to use less plastics, which is wonderful. Overall, I think there are still a lot of people who aren't even aware yet that they should be looking at that or thinking about that. So it makes it difficult.
What conversations are happening in the recycling industry and in the recycling business, you know, of how to move forward and how to contend with this plastic problem that has been the talk of a lot of people in the last year or so?
I know a lot of the conversations that I have been involved in and have heard about have involved the need for more domestic mills to process those plastics. They were all being shipped overseas previously, and with China's ban, the National Sword Initiative that China enacted, they no longer take those. And so we now have a domestic surplus of all of this material that has nowhere to go. So the domestic mills that are in existence are being inundated with materials, with, you know, requests from recovery facilities all across the country saying, we have a surplus of this now, we want you to take it. But the mills have a surplus too. There's only so much that they can process and so much they can handle. So we definitely have a need for more domestic mills to be able to process these materials. The other side of that is that there has been a lot of talk about producers and when they make their products and how they package them, and that they need to either stop using plastics to package their materials or use a higher combination of recycled plastic with the virgin plastic to make it more cost effective and to make the program actually work again.
Well, Carrie, thanks so much for talking with me today. It was really interesting.
Oh, Ryan, thank you so much for coming.